Over, HKX, mobile. Go ahead. Just scanning and I heard you come in there. Of course, I hadn't tried to use it in a while.
You're in the wrong spot when the mountain gets in the way. But I'm right here where normally it's hard for me to hear this repeater.
When you first called out, it was clear, but that was the end of that.
Under a red light now, so give me just a second.
No, I mean on the other one. I can hear you now.
Stay going.
I'm glad it's almost over. Well, they all running together here lately.
The holiday season affects you on your deliveries?
No, not really. No, we primarily do business to business, so it really doesn't affect us that much. Except for some of the mail, you know, people send stuff through the mail and we might have packages that way.
I didn't know how much the holiday affected y'all's deliveries, like it did FedEx or UPS or some of the others.
Yeah, in years past, I mean, it's been a little different, but anymore, no, not really. I told you this before or not, but it's probably been 30-plus years ago, but there was some guy who was an attorney, and he was from New York or somewhere, and he was going to get engaged with a girl in, lived in, that was in Spartanburg, and he flew down here, and he paid me to come get him in a refrigerator box and deliver him to his future fiancé on Christmas morning.
He never told me that one, but he must have been desperate to get there.
Well, he thought it was a big surprise, and I guess it was. It was me and my two boys went and picked him up at a motel or whatever, and he got in the box and blah, 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 and we took him over to where the girl was at her mama's house. And yeah, that was interesting.
Hey, that'd be pretty interesting. I don't know why you'd want to be delivered in a refrigerated box truck.
No, no, I'm saying if we got a big box, like a refrigerator came in for him to get in. It was not a refrigerated truck.
I understand what you're saying. Thought she was receiving a refrigerator.
And we put that big box, you know, with him in it, we put it on hand trucks and rolled it in that house.
That's pretty funny.
When you think you've seen and heard it all, something like that happened one day.
Some strange things in my working life, too, so. But never nothing like that delivery-wise, but I used to do plumbing repair, and it's amazing what you'll walk up on in that situation.
I have no doubt. I'm not much of a plumber. I'll tackle stuff on my house a little bit, my daughter's house, but that's about it.
At the high school, I was 18 years old, and you walk up and you start domestic disputes over garments that aren't somebody's, and you just kind of back out of the way and let it go.
We had a situation like that one time through the church. We did a church work project over in a place, and the house was all run down, and, you know, we went in there, and it had an old iron bathtub and heavy as lead, and we took that thing out and put the floor under it, the subfloor or whatever was falling through, fixed all that. We was at that house like 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't think he ever came back while we were there. I think it was one of those situations.
And then the things I have pulled out of cars to get out of the way so I could work on them was another interesting one. Exotic dancer, and her whole trunk was full of stuff.
Yeah, you was a kid looking at that.
Figure out how to get it out of there without touching it.
That's my point.
Are ready for Christmas? Or are you going to take some time off?
And what does that mean? We'll close the 25th and probably the 26th just because all the customers will close, and we might have one or two things that we have to do, but, you know, other than that, no, we'll work.
I'll go home on the 19th now, and I think they said they'll have two students on campus through Christmas, and that's it, so... For 2 weeks, there won't be really any students there, but I'm going to work some of it so I can try to figure out how to get ahead of this game here, try to figure out something.
Yeah, when you don't have anybody to deal with, you can kind of play around and figure it out better. The customer in Greenville, they're a printing company, but they do bulk mailing for customers. And it's like the post office, you think it's a postal holiday, they still take bulk mail on that day.
I think somebody else had told me that. I can't remember, but for some reason I think I knew that already.
Yeah, I'm just saying on days that, you know, you can't go in the front of the post office, but we can take it over here to the processing center. Patrick, I've gotten back to the office over here, and I need to do a few things before I turn around and go back again. It's good chatting with you, good hearing from you, and you be careful going home, and I'll talk to you another time. KR4ACR, KR4HKX, we'll be clear.
Terry, good to hear you, and if for some reason I don't talk to you between now and then, you have a Merry Christmas. KR4HKX, and I'll be mobile.